The Milwaukee Public Schools system has been shrinking in terms of enrollment. Now it could lose more buildings, too. When a school closes, it goes on a list of surplus properties. The city of Milwaukee recently put 11 of them up for sale. On Friday, the Common Council will vote on who can buy those buildings. Not on the proposed list, MPS. WUWM education reporter Rachel Morello explores the issue. It has roots in the long-standing debate over school choice.
For years, Milwaukee school leaders have tried to lay claim to vacant or surplus MPS buildings for future use, so sales have been rare. After the district rebuffed several offers from private voucher school operators, Republican lawmakers created a rule forcing MPS to sell empty structures. Alderman Jim Bohl says he and his colleagues would like to keep the buildings in MPS, but the city's hands are tied.
Government works like it's the military. The state is the sergeant, and any local municipality, like a city, town, or village, is a private in the Army. And when you're a private in the Army and the sergeant says drop and do 10 push-ups, you do 10 push-ups, whether we like it or not.
Bohl heads the city's Committee on Zoning, Neighborhoods, and Development. It facilitates the sale of city property, including MPS buildings. When the city put 11 of those buildings on the market, several prospective buyers submitted letters of interest. MPS wanted to get on the list, but the committee voted earlier this week that the district is ineligible. Bohl says the state's criteria for potential buyers is that they are private or charter school operators.
MPS does not meet the statutory requirement. They don't have a right to bid on excess properties.
We think the sale of vacant buildings is a win-win-win.
CJ Safer is vice president of policy for WILL, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. It represents a private school interested in the vacant properties. There appear to be 5 education operators that qualify. Safer says MPS can benefit from selling unused buildings because the sale money would go back into the district. He says the city can benefit too. By Will's estimate, local taxpayers have shelled out about $1.3 million since 2014 to maintain empty MPS buildings. And, Safer says, other operators will use them to expand school options for Milwaukee kids.
Most people can agree that the city of Milwaukee needs more high-quality schools, whether they're private schools, whether they're public schools, whether they're public charter schools.
Milwaukee Superintendent Darian Driver's office did not return calls for comment in time for this story. While the full city council will vote today on the list of private entities that can buy surplus MPS buildings, Alderman Bohl continues encouraging the district to challenge its exclusion. Any such action could extend what's already been a long-running fight over Milwaukee's educational turf. Rachel Morello, 89.7, WUWM.